The Clinton administration, of course, didn't invent this. This policy of forcibly returning Haitians to terror and oppression goes back to Jimmy Carter. There was an agreement made between Carter and an informal agreement between Carter and the dictator of Haiti, Duvalier, to return refugees. That in violation of Article 14. That agreement was formalized under the Reagan administration, so there's a formal arrangement to illegally blockade Haiti and force the refugees back. That was continued under the Bush administration, but it did change. It changed in January 1991. What had happened was that Haiti had its first democratic election, and to everyone's surprise, a very lively and vibrant popular movement based in the hills and in the slums, which nobody had been paying attention to, succeeded in sweeping its own candidate into office, a populist priest, Jean-Bertrand Aristide. That was a very impressive demonstration of democracy in action. The United States was totally appalled. It had very confidently expected the victory of its own candidate, former World Bank official who got 14% of the vote. The U.S. was instantly hostile and tried to undermine the regime. It terminated aid. It actually maintained aid, but it switched it to opponents of the government in the business community. It also changed the refugee policy. Up until that time, refugees had been forcibly returned. After the democratic regime was established, refugee flow slowed to a trickle. In fact, it actually reversed because people were returning to the country in a moment of hope. But the U.S. at that point began to accept asylum claims, in fact, at 50 times the previous rate during the democratic interlude. Well, things returned to normal 7 months later when there was a military coup that instituted huge terror with tacit support of the Bush and Clinton administrations. But it did also change refugee policy, moving it back into direct violation of Article 14 with another blockade forcing people back to terror. Well, that's Article 14. It's not the only example, but maybe the most dramatic one.